Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
A soldier has to be all in.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says there are a crowd of stewards that he must be found faithful. And then also, we already talked about this, a good soldier must be familiar. He must be familiar with the commander's voice. That's Jesus Christ. You got to know when the Spirit is speaking to you. Because a lot of things speak to you. You think, hey, that's from God. But guess what? If it takes you away from the work that God has asked you to do, it's not from God. And then also, he's familiar with his weapon, the Word of God. We talked about that. Here's my favorite, boy, I tell you. And then the number four thing that you have to do, a soldier has to be a fighter. Has to be a fighter. I don't know if you remember the story of Gideon when he was called to fight the Midianites. And he sent out the call and got all these people to come fight. Man, he had over 12,000 people to go fight. But God said, hey, you got too many. Too many. So then, you know what was the next criteria he gave them? He said, all of those that are scared, go home. Boy, that really lended when doing it today. They ran after that, boy. They're like, oh, we got a chance to get out of here. You know, God doesn't want a coward soldier. He said, I'd rather you be cold or hot, but not lukewarm. But he said, all of you that are scared, get out, go home, because you're not going to be any good out here. And then there was one more criteria. He said, you still have too many. He then said, take them down to the river and I'll test them there. And then he gave the criteria of those that lap like a dog, those were going to stay. So that was 300 of them. And then all the other ones, they dismissed and sent home. And they're like, how in the world are we going to beat this Midianite army with 300 men? Well, don't you know you got God on your side? God plus you is the majority. That's all you need right there. So with 300 men, Gideon defeated the Midianites because they were fighters. You know, basically what it talked about, those other guys that, you know, got on their knees and was just, you know, drinking water. But the other guys, you know, brought the water up to their mouth and was looking around. They were ready to fight. The other people weren't ready to fight. You got to be ready to fight. Here's what Jude said. Jude chapter 2, verse 3. It says this. It says, contend for the faith. You got to fight for the faith. If you don't fight for the faith, you know, there's a saying, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for everything. Stand for the faith. I like what Timothy said. Timothy in 1:6-12, what did he say here? In Timothy 1:6, he says, fight the good fight of faith. Are you fighting the good fight of faith? What are you doing for the cause of Christ? Are you letting people talk about Jesus Christ and just down them and all around you? What are you doing? Are you correcting those things that you see wrong? Or are you continuing to let it go on? Think about that. Are you fighting the good fight of faith? The next thing is, we talked about a soldier being a follower. He's faithful. He's familiar. He's a fighter. But also, he is a finisher. He's a finisher. He finishes the mission no matter what. You know, Hebrews 12:2, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. Think about that. He finished it. You know, just think about what was going on when Jesus Christ was on the cross. He was on the cross. Satan knows he's about to be defeated. And the booger is still down there trying to pull Jesus Christ down off the cross. If you be the Son of God and come down now, we'll believe you. I've been here for 33 years and you don't believe me. You want me to come down now? No. Jesus was a finisher. He finished it. And I like what Paul says here. Paul was a finisher. Paul says, like I say, Paul is about to be killed here. He knows he's already condemned. He's awaiting death. He says this in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. Oh boy, this is my...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.